And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of August 4th. Chubby Checker showed America how to do the twist on Dick Clark's primetime TV show this week in 1960. Production began this week in 1956 on the movie Rock, 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 with Chuck Berry, Laverne Baker, Frankie Lyman, and Connie Francis singing for Tuesday Weld. Christine McVie joined Fleetwood Mac this week in 1970. In 1957, Paul Anka made his TV debut on American Bandstand. The movie Beach Party with Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello opened this week in 1963. And in 69, the cover photo for the Beatles' Abbey Road album, as you know, so iconic that album cover, the Fab Four striding across the road, taken this week in 1969. In 1960, England's Decca Records destroyed 25,000 copies of Ray Peterson's Tell Laura I Love Her. They said the record was in bad taste. In 1962, Robert Zimmerman legally changed his name to Bob Dylan. The British music show Ready, Steady, Go debuted this week with co-host Dusty Springfield, along with a performance by Pat Boone this week in 1963. Sonny Bono was hired by Specialty Records as their Hollywood artist and repertoire man this week in 1957. In 1981, Olivia Newton-John received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Stevie Wonder signed a $13 million deal with Motown Records in 1972. At the time, it was the richest ever for any recording contract. Frankie Avalon's Just Ask Your Heart was released this week in 1959 and sold a reported 200,000 copies nationally, 10,000 in Chicago alone on the day of release. The Fifth Dimension received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1991. In the studio, the Beach Boys recorded When I Grow Up to Be a Man in 64. The Isley Brothers cut Shout in 1959. Roy Orbison recorded Blue Angel in 1960. And Johnny Horson recorded North to Alaska at his last recording session this week in 1960. Birthdays, Frankie Ford, born in 1939, Timmy Euro, born in 41, Louis Armstrong, born this week, 1901, Big D Irwin, born 39, and born in 1930, the late Ellsbury Hobbs from the Drifters. Rick Derringer is 72 this week, Sammy Smith, born in 1943, Demita Joe, born in 1940. B.J. Thomas turned 77, Ron Holden born in 1939, Stan Freberg born in 26, Herb Reed from the Platters is born this week, 1931. Felice Bryant, who wrote so many hits for the Everly Brothers with her husband Budlow Bryant, born this week, 1925. Joe Tex, born in 33. Connie Stevens is 81. Keith Carradine is 70. Barbara Mason, 72. Bobby Hatfield from the Righteous Brothers, born this week, 1940. Ronnie Bennett Spector from the Ronettes is 76. Jimmy Dean, born in 28. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull is turning 72. Eddie Fisher, who was married to many famous stars, born this week in 1928. Chuck Berry Jr., the son of the legendary artist, was born this week in 1961. And rounding out the birthdays, Samantha Sang is 68. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 4th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.